Rossini's William Tell Overture, ending Sarah Walker's investigation of the Wandering Minstrels. There are some pictures of them on the Radio 3 website, and you can hear a complete performance of the Endymion Overture by their conductor Seymour Edgerton, specially recorded by the BBC Concert Orchestra, in Afternoon on 3, this coming Friday after the prom repeat. Meanwhile, in tomorrow night's prom at the Royal Albert Hall, you can hear the BBC Concert Orchestra in Gilbert and Sullivan's The Yeoman of the Guard. That's live, as always, here on BBC Radio 3, starting at 7:30. Well, back to this Saturday afternoon, just gone 1 o'clock. Time for the news, read by Susan Ray.
The mother of one of the victims of the Moors murders, Keith Bennett, has died without having discovered where her son is buried. Winnie Johnson has spent the last 48 years appealing to the killer, Ian Brady, to reveal the location of her 12-year-old son's grave. Yesterday, detectives said they were looking into the possibility that Brady disclosed the whereabouts of Keith's body in a letter, which he didn't want opened until after his death. A soldier from 1st Battalion Grenadier Guards has been killed while on sentry duty in Helmand Province in southwestern Afghanistan, his family has been told. American airstrikes have killed 6 people in Pakistan's tribal region of North Waziristan near the Afghan border. Officials said an unmanned US drone fired 2 missiles at locations suspected of harbouring militants. The former chief executive of Barclays Bank, Bob Diamond, has said he categorically refutes claims by MPs that he gave highly selective evidence to their inquiry into attempts to fix the LIBOR interbank lending rate. A report by the Treasury Select Committee found there had been weak governance at Barclays and a failure in supervision by the Financial Services Authority and the Bank of England. Families of the miners shot by police in South Africa during demonstrations earlier this week have been going from hospital to hospital searching for their relatives. 34 people died and many more were injured. The South African president, Jacob Zuma, has announced he'll set up a commission of inquiry into the incident. Foreign ministers from more than 30 countries in the Americas are to meet next week to consider Ecuador's decision to grant asylum to the WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, who's taken refuge in the country's embassy in London. The Organization of American States said they would discuss what it called a threat or warning made to Ecuador. The Foreign Secretary, William Hague, has insisted that the UK has made no threat to storm the embassy. The weather, it'll be a warm afternoon for most. It's expected to be the hottest day of the year so far in the east and southeast of England, where it'll feel very humid. However, there'll be showers in the west and Wales and cooler temperatures in Scotland and Northern Ireland. And that's the BBC News and Weather coming up to 1:03.
And it was read by Susan Ray. Time now on Radio 3 to join Lucy Skeeping for today's early music show.
Music by the 17th century composer Johann Christoph Petzl, a cheerful intrada led by 2 trumpets performed there by the ensemble Musici Bavariae. Petzl was one of those composers who felt particularly at home with the music of the Stadtpfeifer, literally the town pipers. Lots of the proud cities in the German-speaking world, like Leipzig, for instance, had their own civic bands who performed from the top of the city tower. Several times each day, with their instruments in their hands, they'd enter through a small door at ground level and make their way up the stone steps of the winding staircase. If you've ever been up the Monument in London, you'll know what I mean. Their main job was to entertain the good citizens below, a sort of free concert of favourite tunes you could catch while you were out shopping or whatever. But when needed, they'd also mark the arrival in town of some grand civic dignitary, or if the occasion arose, even belt out a warning of a fire or the approach of an enemy. They weren't all wind players, though. Some city bands would include string players as well, And in time, composers such as Pätzel would write quite interesting and complex music specially for them. Well, I mentioned Leipzig, and that's where the story begins today, with one of the musicians of that city, Heinrich Zachau. It was the custom in the 17th century for players like him to pass on their trade to their offspring, and seeing a very real talent in his own son, Friedrich Wilhelm, Heinrich taught him not only the usual city band instruments, but just about all the instruments in general use at the time, and especially the harpsichord and organ. Zachau Jr. was to become an important composer, and most famously, to music historians anyway, the teacher of Handel. But it's Friedrich Zachau's own music we're focusing on today. It's definitely time to bring him out of the shadows, and we'll begin with the opening of a cantata he wrote for New Year's Day. The Sinfonia and Chorus, All Men Sing Together and Give Praise. The opening Sinfonia and Chorus from Friedrich Wilhelm Zachau's New Year's Day cantata, Preiset mit mir den Herren, performed by Academia Amsterdam. Zachau was born in 1663. After being taught by his father and others, at the ripe old age of 21, he now became cantor and organist at the Marienkirche, the big market church in the centre of Halle. Pretty impressive post. And he was also in charge of the musical education of several pupils who weren't much younger than him, Handel amongst them. Here's one of Zachau's organ compositions, a set of variations on the chorale or hymn tune, Jesu meine Freude, just the sort of thing Handel would have heard as a boy. It's played by Jörg Kramer on an instrument built in 1730 by the Westphalian organ maker Johann Patroclus Möhler, for a convent in Dahlheim. It's considered to be a rather important organ, actually, because it operates on the unusual spring chest principle, in which the valves are opened and closed by a set of springs, a technique that was developed in Renaissance Italy and Spain. However, when the convent was closed in the early 19th century, the entire organ was transported about 150 miles northeast to the church in Borgentreich, not far from Göttingen, where, after some dilapidation and a long-running dispute about its restoration, it was finally identified in the 1950s as a unique and valuable specimen of its kind. And only in the last few years has it been lovingly restored, almost to its former glory. So here's how it sounds, Zachau's Variations on Jesu meine Freude.
Thank you.
the organ chorale and variations Jesu Meine Freude by Friedrich Wilhelm Zachow, played by Jörg Kramer on the early 18th century Baroque organ now housed in Burgenreich in central Germany. So Zachow was a significant organist in his time, and yet it wasn't his organ music for which he was most celebrated during his years in Halle, but his cantatas. There are said to have been over 70 of them, though by no means all of them have survived. Those that have suggest a musician fully at home with the vivid, dramatic scene setting associated with Italian composition styles, and capable of the richly imaginative choral and orchestral writing that we tend to associate later on with his star pupil Handel. In fact, when you listen to this Zachow cantata, you might easily imagine some of the virtuoso solo writing as having been composed by the mature Handel. It's based on the text of Psalm 62. A pretty sonata starts it, followed by a two-part choral movement with the words, "By God ist mein Heil," God is my salvation. Four arias follow, one for each voice type, the text concerned with various aspects of trust in God. And finally, the cantata concludes, not with a repetition of the opening chorus, but with a beautifully embellished setting of another chorale, this time by the 16th century Lutheran hymn writer Lazarus Spengler. So here now is Cantus Thuringer and Cappella Thuringer, directed by Bernhard Klaprot, with Zachow's cantata, "By God ist mein Heil."
Mein Heil. Gott, mein Heiland, meine Retter, Gott stillt alles Kreuzes Wetter. Gott hilft mir aus aller Not, meine Hoffnung. Meine Hoffnung steht auf Gott, auf Gott. Meine Hoffnung steht auf Gott, auf Gott, auf Gott, auf Gott.
Meine Hoffnung steht auf Gott, dem mir Leibheit Segen gegeben und ihn im ganzen Leben hat bewahrt vor Hohn und Spott. Meine Hoffnung steht auf Gott, meine Hoffnung steht.
Meine Hoffnung steht auf Gott. Meine Hoffnung steht auf Gott. Meine Hoffnung steht auf Gott. Auf Gott, auf Gott. Mein Heiland hilft mir Armen, kann viel, viel sich mein Erbarmen, stehet bei mir bis in Tod. Meine Hoffnung steht auf Gott. Meine Hoffnung steht auf Gott. Meine Hoffnung steht auf Gott. Auf Gott, auf Gott.
The cantata by Gott ist mein Heil by Friedrich Wilhelm Zachar, Cantus Thuringer and Capella Thuringer, directed by Bernhard Klaproth. Handel was a boy of 7 or 8 when he was first taken to Zachar for lessons. According to Mannering, Handel's first biographer, master and pupil hit it off from the start, and Zachar introduced his large collection of Italian and German music to Handel, showing him, as Mannering explains, the different styles of different nations. Mannering also tells us that Zachar sometimes got the young Handel to compose for him when, as he put it, he was inclined to be absent. A 7-year-old filling in for the great organist of Halle. Well, Handel must have been something. But even more amazing, by the time Handel was 9, Mannering says, he was composing for the church service for voices and instruments every week. So I guess it's hardly surprising if Handel's own composition style came to sound very similar to that of his master. In fact, some cantatas, now thought to be by Handel, were for many years assumed to be Zachar's, like the cantata Ach, Herr, mich armen Sünder. Scholars are still arguing about which of them composed it. So see what you think. This is the tenor aria from it. Herr, tröst mir mein Gemüte. Lord, console my spirit. Save my soul, dear God, through your kindness.
Mir mein Leben.
Part of the cantata Ach, Herr mich armen Sünder by Handel, or perhaps by his teacher Friedrich Wilhelm Zachau. Cantus Thuringia again, directed by Bernhard Klaproth. Well, there's no doubt of the affection that master and pupil had for each other. Zachau's influence over the young Handel was obviously substantial, not least because he got his young pupil to act as his music copyist, and Handel went on to include borrowings from Zachau in his own compositions as a kind of homage. Here, for example, in the final fugue of Handel's Concerto Grosso, Opus 6, number 12, where the theme is taken from the finale of Zachau's suite in B minor. The Academy of Ancient Music, directed by Andrew Manzi, with the Allegro from Handel's Concerto Grosso in B minor, Opus 6, number 12. His homage to his teacher, Friedrich Wilhelm Zachau. And we're going to hear the Zachau original in a moment. By the time of his early manhood, Handel, of course, had left Halle, developing his career in Hamburg, then Italy, and, of course, in England in the household of the Duke of Hanover. But he kept in touch with Zachau, visiting him whenever he was in Halle. Zachau died in 1712, and Handel, by now well into his 20s and newly settled in London, was deeply moved by the loss of his beloved teacher. And over the years that followed, he helped Zachau's widow and family financially. But I cannot end this programme about Zachau without adding that he may also have influenced the young Bach. On Zachau's death, there was talk of Bach succeeding him in Halle. And then there's the striking fact that one of the most important sources of Bach's early works for us today, the so-called Mahler manuscript, also contains this suite in B minor by Zachau, the very work, in fact, from which, as we heard earlier, Handel took his cue.
Thank you.
The Suite in B minor by Friedrich Wilhelm Zachow, teacher of Handel and almost certainly a strong influence on Bach as well. It was played there by Carol Chirazi. Well, we're almost out of time, but I hope this last hour has sort of helped put Zachow on the map a bit. I was really taken with his music, actually, when I put the programme together. And he really does deserve a bit more of a high profile, doesn't he? And not just be a footnote in biographies of Handel. We're going to hear some more of his music tomorrow, along with works by Handel, when Catherine Bott introduces a concert from this year's Halle Festival. And I'm going to leave you with a little taster.
In meiner Seele durch die dunkle
part of the cantata for Pentecost, Ruhe, Friede, Freude und Wonne, by Friedrich Zachau. It was performed there by Die Rheinische Kantorei and Das Kleine Konzert, conducted by Hermann Max. And it ends today's early music show. It was presented by Lucy Skeeping and produced by Sam Phillips. As Lucy said, you can hear more from that Das Kleine Konzert concert in tomorrow's early music show. That's at the same time tomorrow, just after the 1 o'clock news. And just to say, you can also download a podcast version of the programme we just heard by going to the BBC Radio 3 website and following the links to the early music show pages.
BBC Radio 3 at the Edinburgh International Festival. Each weekday morning at 11 o'clock, we go live to Edinburgh to hear from a stellar lineup of musicians, including Rebecca Evans, John Williams and John Etheridge, Clear Williams, and the Australian Chamber Orchestra. Join us weekday mornings on BBC Radio 3 from 11 o'clock.
Well, back to the Saturday, two BBC proms today, the first of them in an hour's time from now. Nicholas Collen conducts the Birmingham Contemporary Music Group and London Sinfonietta Voices, in music by Alexander Gurr, and the Ophelia pieces by Oliver Nussen, who's 60 this year. There's also a colourful new piece by Simon Bainbridge, The Garden of Earthly Delights. That's live from the Cadogan Hall in London, here on Radio 3, home of the BBC proms, starting at 3 o'clock. And the Cadogan Hall is where we are until then. A second chance now to hear last Monday's Proms Chamber Concert. It's introduced by Clemency Burton-Hill.
Hello and welcome to Cadogan Hall for today's Chamber Prom, a real highlight of the season today, featuring the superb young British violinist Nicola Benedetti, former BBC Young Musician of the Year and a Proms featured artist this season. Now, we do have a glorious programme in store this lunchtime, beginning with one of the most monumental works in the violin repertoire, the Chaconne from Bach's Partita No. 2 in D minor. Bach's transcendent work seems somehow a blueprint for everything that might be possible in the human condition and beyond. Indeed, it's often described in such devotional and reverent terms as a triumph of spirit over matter. Well, resisting linguistic description, I think today we should let the music speak for itself. Nicola has agreed to have a quick chat with me after she's performed the Bach, after which she'll be joined by pianist Alexei Grinyuk to perform two songs from one of Erich Korngold's most popular works, the opera Die Tote Stadt, Marietta's Song and Piero's Dance Song. Nicola and Alexei will then be joined by another old friend of theirs, Leonard Elschenbroich, to perform Brahms' impassioned Piano Trio No. 3 in C minor, a work that they came to relatively recently as a trio, and which Alexei told me earlier is quite unlike any other work in the chamber repertoire. Well, before we hear the Brahms and the Korngold, let's welcome to the stage violinist Nicola Benedetti to perform the Chaconne from J.S. Bach's Partita No. 2 in D minor. Thank you.